This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we hear from this year's recipient of the WHL Governor's Award, Kelly McCrimmon, former head coach, general manager, governor, and owner of the Brandon Wheat Kings, has been named this year's WHL Governor's Award recipient. He'll join us in moments. We also have an alumni update with former WHL player Curtis Miskey. Played both in Spokane and Prince Albert and is now a registered financial advisor. We'll have more with Curtis Miskey. And they're calling it the Weeder Heater up in Prince George. Chase Wheatcroft, the WHL Player of the Week, will join us to wrap up the show. First up, WHL Governor's Award is the highest honor the WHL bestows on an individual who's been associated with the league. Now, it's presented annually to an individual through their outstanding hockey and overall contributions to the game has impacted the growth and development of the WHL. Kelly McCrimmon, former head coach, GM, governor, and owner of the Wheat Kings, has been named this year's recipient of the WHL Governor's Award, now the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights. He joins us on the line for WHL This Week. Kelly, thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John.
What an honor for you. And, you know, as I pointed out earlier, long overdue to pick up this award amongst your peers at league meetings. That must have been special for you.
Yeah, it really was. I'm not a person that gets locked in on awards or individual accomplishments, but this was really special for me based on, being the WHL governors and league office that, made the award. To me, it was really nice that it was at the Board of Governor meetings here in Las Vegas. It was, the exact people that you'd want to see and say hello to over the time that I was in the league. I got to know a lot of these people real well, and even to meet some of the newer people that that I'm not as familiar with. So that part of it was real nice. And then, receiving the award the same time as Tim Speltz, the 2021 recipient, was neat also, because we've been friends for many years, and our careers, our time in the league was real similar. And now, of course, Tim works for us in Henderson, so that part of it was nice as well.
Kelly, 27 years in the league as a GM or head coach or both. When you look back on that time, I know it was probably some fond years of being part of things and guiding young hockey players. What do you think of the most when you look back on your time?
Well, so many good memories, John. I absolutely loved every minute of my time in the WHL. I played in the Western Hockey League in Brandon. The possibility for me to ever go back and work for the Wheat Kings would never have been something I ever dreamed would happen, and I was able to get that opportunity, and really it grew from there. I mentioned when I spoke the belief and confidence that Bob Cornell had in me and hired me as a general manager when I was 28 years old, and bringing me into the ownership. He sold me a third of the team. 3 years later, I really have always appreciated that. And then just, working with the players, I always felt the most rewarding aspect of junior hockey was the impact you have on young players at that stage of their life. You really appreciate that maybe even more in hindsight than you do as you're going through it. So that part was enjoyable. And the competition, it's a great league. We had a lot of really good teams, a lot of really memorable playoff series those games can't be bigger than they are at that time of year. We had some good playoff runs, which, of course, are memorable for your fans. So, all of those things, for me, they are, great memories for me, for my family. My wife, Terry, is from Brandon. She was my girlfriend in junior, so for us to be able to return to Brandon, and then our children, Chelsea and Mickey, were able to grow up in one city in the hockey business. It doesn't always work that way either. And then just the length of it, John, just being there as the day-to-day operator for 27 years is a long time in any industry. And the bus miles, the bus rides. We were the easternmost team in the league my entire time there. So a lot of memories that come with my time with the Wheat Kings. But as I said at the outset, I loved every minute of it. It was a great way of life for me and my family.
You know, one thing that was in the news release from the league office, and it was your quote, and it really kind of struck home with me. It's not only, you know, the competitiveness of running your own team, but it's also being a member of a league and trying to look out for everyone's best interests as well.
Yeah, that was always extremely important to me, John, and I think that came from joining the league as a young general manager with Ed Chenoweth being the president of the league. And if you go back to Ed's beginnings, he was the first president in that era that had the Scotty Monroes, the Bill Hunters, those type of people, where they had to be respectful as partners in the boardroom to keep a league viable, to grow a league, to start a league, because really that's what they did. And then that was the lessons that Ed really instilled on all the young general managers, Bruce, myself, Tim Speltz, Brent Sutter, everybody that came into the league, Kelly Kissio, the different guys that were part of the league through that period of time. And I really believe in that. And as competitive as we are with our own teams and as important as your own franchise is, I sure think the right way to run a league is to be a good league partner and be concerned about, what one team does affects how other teams do business, right? So you have to, really look at it through that lens and be good league partners. You're as strong as your weakest link, and I really, would consider myself fortunate. That's exactly how I came into the league, and that's something I believed in my entire time in Brandon.
I have to give you credit for flying the WHL flag at the NHL level. A quick look at your active roster. You have 10 WHL graduates on your active roster. I don't have time to go through all the teams in the league, but I would think that probably leads the way. So you've been able to sort of follow up and graduate on and take this to the NHL level as well.
Well, we have got a lot of WHL ties in our organization. You mentioned on the ice where we've got a number of WHL graduates, and it's not a case of being sentimental. It's maybe a case of knowing some of those players as well as I do, right from, in a lot of those cases, right from Bantam through junior, and then the opportunity to bring them to Vegas. We've had some great players from the league. You look at Chandler Stevenson, you look at Mark Stone, Shea Theodore, Braden McNabb. I don't have the list in front of me either. Brett Howden is another one that comes to mind. We've had some great players that have come through the WHL. And then interestingly, if you looked at our amateur staff, there's a lot of ties to Western Canada there as well. So one of the things that my position in Vegas that I'm most proud of is the quality of the staff that we've built off the ice in terms of who helps run our organization. We've got tremendous people in those positions.
Yeah, I see your scouts quite a bit on the WHL trail for sure, all from the WHL. Four members, now a lot of people don't know this, but four members, former players of the Wheat Kings organizations are now NHL general managers. Yourself, Brad Treliving, Ron Hextall, and Ken Sheveldayoff. What does that say to you?
Well, it's interesting. It's kind of a neat fact, and I know all of those guys real well. When I first got to Brandon, Kevin Sheveldayoff was our captain, and all really good people, really capable guys. They're three different personalities for me, but it's a common bond that we have and can talk about when we run into each other. I think every one of us is proud of the Wheat Kings, wants them to do well. And, obviously in their day-to-day with their own clubs, we communicate on different league issues at the National Hockey League level as well. And those guys all do really good jobs with their teams.
And finally, on a personal note for you, no disrespect to 18th Street in Brandon, but it's not the Vegas Strip. It's been what looks like a successful move for you and the organization to join the Golden Knights and lead them in a general manager capacity. How's it been for you at the NHL, and are you enjoying that experience?
Yeah, this has been a great experience for me. You know, when I came here in 2016, that first year was what we call the expansion year. It wasn't our inaugural season. It was the year where we did a deep dive on all 30 at that time teams. And it was an incredible learning experience for me because I hadn't worked in pro hockey. It was fascinating, the strategy and the input that went into it from the different people that we had hired from our pro staff, in particular with the drafting of our team, and then just the opportunity to work with George McPhee and have him promote me to be a general manager of the National Hockey League in I believe it would have been the spring of 2019. So I'm grateful for that. Bill Foley is a tremendous owner that gives us every resource that we would ever want to ice a competitive team. The city has embraced the hockey team incredibly well, and we've sold out every game that we've ever played, be it preseason, regular season, or playoffs. So that part's been really good. I think for our players, Vegas is incredibly easy for them. We all live in a suburb called Summerlin, which is about 20 minutes from the Strip, and when people from Brandon ask me what it's like living in Las Vegas, I always answer the same way. It's the exact opposite of what you think, because when you live here, you'll spend all your time in the community where you live, which, as I mentioned, is Summerlin. You spend very little time on the Strip unless you had friends or family here. And if you come to visit Las Vegas, like you would yourself, John, you never leave the Strip. So that part is different than what people expect, but I still have all my ties to Manitoba, and Western Canada is where I'm from. That's my DNA. That'll always be home in one form or another. So proud of my roots there, and that'll never change.
Well, I believe it snowed earlier in the week in Vegas, so maybe there was a little touch there of home there for you. So, Kelly, congratulations.
It did snow a little bit yesterday, John. It was gone probably about 20 minutes later, and the sun is shining today.
So okay, good to know. Kelly McCrimmon, congratulations on being the recipient of the WHL Governor's Award, and thanks for making time for us here on WHL This Week.
Thanks, John. Much appreciated.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
A Western Hockey League alumni spotlight with Curtis Miskey this week. Miskey played with both the Spokane Chiefs and Prince Albert Raiders between 2014 and 2018. Now, 26 years old, Miskey's a financial advisor with IG Wealth Management in his hometown of Edmonton, Alberta. Speaking to the WHL's Chris Wall, Miskey recapped his first WHL destination in Spokane with the Chiefs.
Spokane, first and foremost, is a beautiful city, and secondly, the team takes care of their players as good as any organization in the league. I was lucky enough to have two billet families while I was there, treated me like their own, so it wasn't as hard to move away from my actual family, but I was considered family in both of their homes, so it was very easy and exciting to kind of leave my home in Beaumont and go there to my second home. So, but again, you're moving away at 16, 17 years old. You're still a kid. So, learning how to grow up fast, and it was an interesting time, but it was all exciting. So
a trade would take Miskey to Prince Albert to join a team on the rise.
Talk about a city that loves there. You feel like you're a celebrity there. You get your sub of the month, and fans from Prince Albert can get the Curtis Miskey sub or whatever. So it's you're treated like royalty there, and it is a hockey town through and through. And you could just kind of tell when I got traded there when I was 19, like something about the culture, it was turning. They only won whatever it was 8-12 games the year before I got there, or before Christmas, and it was. You could just tell that guys were fed up and it's time to change. And we slowly kind of just started building that.
After a brief stint in pro, Miskey decided to take advantage of his WHL scholarship program at the University of Alberta, earning a commerce degree.
When I finished, I had just a brief stint in Orlando in the East Coast League after my 20-year-old year. And I kind of decided that pro hockey wasn't for me. I just didn't love that. So I wanted to cash in my WHL scholarship. So I got a lot of offers from different universities across Canada, basically, but decided I wanted to play for my hometown and play at the U of A with such a prestigious franchise that you've talked about. And you see players that at the end of the day, hockey, I still wanted to make it pro, and that's a lane. You see guys like Derek Ryan and Luke Philp and guys that are playing in there now, and Zach Sochenko, the goalie. So you see, there's still that chance, but at the end of the day, I'm getting my degree, right?
As for the WHL scholarship program, which Miski earned by playing 4 years in the WHL?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, especially now, day and age, university is crazy expensive, right? To be able to play a year of hockey doing something that I love and to be able to get my schooling paid for, that's incredible. It's a dollar amount that it's not that the dollar amount matters. It's what it fostered me to be able to do with my life. So, and I wouldn't have that opportunity if I didn't play in the WHL. So it's an amazing program. And you don't have to use it at your home university. You can go wherever you want. So it's an incredible opportunity for guys to have their schooling paid for. And if hockey's not the route for you, it's the best backup option you can think of. So
Miski now works in his field in Edmonton for the past 2 years for IG Wealth Management.
So now day to day, I'm a fully licensed stockbroker, and that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to build up my book of business and just help as many people as I can with their financial goals.
The entire interview with Curtis Miski is available at WHL.ca.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
What a week and what a run for 20-year-old Prince George Cougars forward Chase Wheatcroft, having a breakout season with the Cougars. He is the WHL Player of the Week. Cole Waldy has more.
All right, pleased to be joined by the reigning WHL Player of the Week, Chase Wheatcroft. Chase, a terrific week for yourself. It's 13 straight games now with a point. What's been going so right for you as of late, and seem to be finding the net on a nightly basis, it seems?
I think it's been going really well for me lately. I've been, having a lot of confidence to play in my game. But, most credit goes to guys I'm playing with. Weeb and Becker have been unbelievable. I mean, Bex is on a different level. Guy's been a stud for us, and it's been unreal so far, and hopefully we can keep going here.
Looking at this, the last six games, you win 5 of 6. I thought you outplayed Kamloops on Saturday. Almost had 50 shots in the game. It seems like your team's playing your best hockey right now and at a good time with just 2 months left in the season, which must be a really good sign to see from your group.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been playing unreal. I think that Kamloops game is a really good building block. We outplayed them most of the game, but we just got to play the full 60. I mean, they got one late, and it sucks to, play that well and not get any points. But, yeah, the last six have been unreal for us, and we just got to carry that momentum moving forward here.
I want to ask about that Kamloops game because, that's the first time you got to see their full lineup. Your team was pretty much fully healthy also. And to know that, you're right up there with the top dogs in this league, must be nice to know that after, finally seeing, Kamloops' full roster.
For sure, yeah, they're a pretty good squad. I mean, they got lots of good players on that team, from top to bottom. They're deep, and, they're really good. I think our team can do the same thing. We got those top-end guys, and we got guys, all over the lineup that can produce and play really good hockey. And, we showed them what we're capable of and, that we're a force to be reckoned with, moving forward here.
You mentioned playing with Andre Becker and Jackson Weeb. Ever since you guys got put together on that Central Division road trip, it seems like you guys have just fit seamlessly on a nightly basis. You mentioned Andre Becker just continuing to fill the net. Jackson Weeb, obviously a 20-year-old presence that you know very well, and two guys I'm assuming that are very fun to play with.
Oh, been tons of fun. I mean, both those guys have been unreal guys. We got a good bond, off the ice too. Me and Weaver have been tight. We went toe-to-toe a couple times now, but no, he's an unreal guy. And obviously, Baxi's probably one of the most skilled guys I've ever played with. The way he controls the puck, the way he dictates the play, it's honestly so much fun to watch and to play with, and that's a key part to my success here.
We talked about it a couple times in our post-game shows, but about your goaltending, Tyler Brennan has been really locking it down, it seems. Six straight starts with a win. Ty Young gave your group a chance to win on Saturday also, and nice to see them finally starting to do their thing here as we come down to crunch time in the regular season.
Unbelievable. I mean, they've been so good for us. Brennan's on a bit of a heater right now. He's been winning games. Seamlessly, almost it seems like he's been winning everything. He's been unreal. Younger's been unreal. I mean, we should have won that game for him. We needed to, play that full 60 and kind of let off there at the end. But no, they've both been unbelievable goalies so far, and that's what they can do for us. They can, win us games, and they can definitely help us.
We talked about this a couple times, but for the people listening on the WHL Live podcast who aren't sure, about your power play goal record, single season record in Cougars history for most power play goals. Probably a pretty cool accolade to get in your final season and in your first year as a Prince George Cougar. And maybe take me through that game back against the Victoria Royals to finally break that record.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, it's a pretty cool goal. You know, you're just on the power play, and it was a shot, and I got lucky enough to, you know, put a rebound in one of probably the easier goals I scored this year. But it was pretty cool, and you know, the guys gave me lots of love for that, which was awesome. And, you know, the fans were great about it, too. So it was a really cool moment for me and a really good night.
I want to ask about the fans, and, you know, the fans this year have gotten a lot better compared to previous years. Can you just talk about, Wheats, you know, how important it is to have fans in the stands rooting on you guys? We go to Kamloops, and it's just a sold-out barn every night, and seems like it can really help a home ice advantage, and hopefully we get to see more of that coming into Prince George. And I guess just, you know, your thoughts on how important it is to have big crowds.
Yeah, crowds are fun. I mean, you build off that energy off a big hit or a fight or, you know, even a goal or a good play. You know, you build that energy off the crowd. And, yeah, the CN's been, it's been buzzing this year. I've been loving it. I mean, we've got some people in the house, and it's been a lot of fun so far. And the fans have been great. I mean, they're awesome. They're super supportive. And, you know, I can't thank them enough for what they provide for us and, you know, the energy they gave us in the games.
Lastly, before that you go, Chase, you know, 19 games left for your group. A lot of them are on home ice. Big points up for grabs, you know, still fighting for position in the Western Conference. And just some expectations from you and your group to finish on a winning note going into the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta definitely make a surge for, you know, to climb up the rankings here. And, you know, I think we're in a good spot to do that. You know, a lot of games at home, which is a big advantage for us. We just got to take control of those games and get some points for the guys and you know, move up come playoff time here.
Well said, Chase. Appreciate the time again, and congrats on being named the WHL Player of the Week.
Awesome. Thank you, Wald.
Hey, that's the show this week. Big thanks to Cole Waldie in Prince George for his help, and thanks to our guests. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.